Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Oh my God, we did two weeks in a row.
Wow, look at us. I'm so proud.
Can I go home now?
No.
Fine. Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Sarah, what is something you always seem to call me, and don't say lame?
Dang, I was going to say basic, but I'm pretty basic.
We're basic in different ways.
That's very, very, very
true. I will agree. I know and I will admit that I am basic, but I have my own twist on it.
Well, I'm basic and I have my own twist on it then.
Well, like, I oh, you a basic bitch. You like your fall, your autumn, and your Uggs. I'm like, yeah, but I wear like all black with like band shirts and like rocker stuff. Oh. But I like my fall beverages and decorating for fall. Like, I'm all about it.
See, I'm like sweatshirts and boots, but I hate pumpkin spice. So
I don't go for it, but if it's there and someone gives it to me, I'll drink it.
Ugh.
It's good.
No, I'm all about that peppermint life. Wait till winter, baby.
Oh, I'm also about that cider, apple cider vibes.
Oh, no.
I
all about
love
that
apple
hot chocolate.
Cider. Oh, hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate over apple cider any day.
Do you do the, like, make your own fancy hot chocolate, or do you do the powder? Do you do marshmallows?
Oh, I do the powder. I mean, I'm not that fancy.
I'll give you some of the one I have. I have, like, a Mexican hot chocolate powder.
Oh.
And it's got, like, a hint of cinnamon. It's the most delicious hot cocoa I've ever had. And, like,
I'll be the judge
powder.
Of that, because I feel like sometimes you just don't try to fix what's not broken.
Okay, do you make your hot cocoa with milk or water?
Water.
Ew.
Girl, I can't be having those calories or those dairy products.
Well, I mean, like, you could do like a almond milk type of thing.
Still.
I feel like that'd be better. Whatever. I mean, if you're going with hot
almond
cocoa.
With hot, I don't know. See, sometimes just the plain water with the chocolate, just the chocolate, you know, like, I don't want like almond in it or a coconut milk in it.
Well, like, they do the unflavored almond milk, but I feel like the milk or any kind of milk product that's not water, gives it like a
I mean, it's
a
better, it's creamier for sure.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'm not talking about calorie wise, like deliciousness factor.
I always just make it with water because I got that Insta Hot. It's easy.
We might have to do a taste test.
Oh, I'm so down.
So, like, do like the American version with water and milk, and then do this one with water and milk.
Okay,
I'm here for
I'm
it.
In. And F your hot apple cider.
Okay, fine. So, if you're going to be that way, fine. There's no point in talking to you.
Okay, what else do I call you besides lame and basic?
Thanks.
I know. I'm like, wow, I need to think of something nice.
While you think of it, my dad just sent me a message. It's a national like radio personality day in Mexico.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet.
You count. Even though you're not in Mexico, you count, Vicky.
Okay, I'll take it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dad. You're
generous.
Aw. Okay, yeah. So this is something that I don't take offense to, but some people would get offended by this. And you don't necessarily mean it by my actual age, just who I am.
I don't know. I mean, a lame would have been a really good one.
She's old lady.
Oh, not your actual age. Yeah, you are an old lady.
I recently stocked up on a couple more little projects that I can do while sitting on the couch, like little embroidery and stuff like that.
Oh, Lord. Yes. You're going to be knitting me a sweater soon.
Well, I'm going to send you this so you can play along while we do this. BuzzFeed came out with a list, like it's a kind of like a quiz.
Okay.
It's like if you check off 38 out of the 78 things.
Oh, wow.
You are an old lady trapped in a young person body.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to get all 78.
But now I'm curious.
38. Okay. Okay. So that's a little more than half.
Yes. So I'm
doing my math.
Going to send this to you. So you're going to also play along.
Oh, okay. Fun.
All right. So we're going to take this quiz and see if we are old.
I know you're all about being an old lady and it's your jam. So you're probably cool if you are
okay.
An old lady. I do not want to be an old lady. So if I get more than 38 of these.
Be disappointed?
I might cry.
All right. First one. Do you own plants?
Hell no.
Not even a teeny tiny little one? Nope.
My mom has a bunch of plants, but I don't even take care of them. BJ has to take care of them when she's in California.
That's funny, actually.
No.
I'm surprised they're not all fake.
I mean, you know, my mom likes the real stuff. She's all about that kind of
crap. But I mean, based off like BJ having to take care of him, it's like I'm going to switch him out for
fake ones. A fight for sure.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
No, I have strong opinions about plants. Which I think you know, which I've probably expressed to you because I know you're a plant whore nowadays.
Yeah, nowadays my friend made fun of me. She's like, "You're a plant mom." I'm like, "I don't call myself that, but sure."
God, everyone got so into it during COVID, and I'm like, I
have no desire to have pets, and I love the way it looks. And I've tried doing the fake plants before because it looks nice. Like, especially it's really in right now.
It's super in right now. I think it just looks whatever. I mean, I think it's sometimes way too much if you go into someone's house and they're everywhere.
Right.
Okay, we get it. You're trying to breathe the oxygen or whatever the hell the plants produce. Like, I get maybe like a few for that, but like, you don't need to be in like a jungle.
Sometimes for me, it's kind of like a game. Like, once I'm able to get a plant to live long enough and like I give it a bigger paw and then I'm able to make more babies and make them grow, like, it's kind of fun. It's almost like a Tamagotchi, except real life.
I know plants are real life, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But right. I'm like, just kill them. Doesn't matter.
Says the vegetarian. It's like, who eats plants? That's funny. Do you name your plants? I feel like there's...
Oh, Lord, do you?
I give them nicknames so I don't forget what they are. Because I don't remember their full name, like the type.
Okay.
So like, I'm like, oh, it's like I call it like the polys or whatever, but I know that's not what they're called, like the polo.
Why does it matter to remember what they are?
So I know how much water to give them or how much sun or if I should move them, if I need to add fertilizer.
Okay, but you don't call this one's Nancy, this one's Sally.
No.
Okay.
Although some of them have funny names. I'm like, oh, I should call them by like their nickname, like they have for, you know how they do like the scientific name and then they have like their more known name. Right?
Right.
Like, I'm sure there's like a scientific name for a sunflower, but then they call them sunflowers.
Yeah.
So like if something like that, I'm like, oh, I should call that one Sunny. But I forget. So.
Okay. You don't get that
one. So I don't get that
one. You're not that weird.
Do I talk to my plants? No.
Wow. You don't?
No.
I'm shocked. No. I'm proud. No. I was going to get a little nervous there
for you. With anything like a not human or animal like object, when something gets like messed up, like, let's say I drop like a cup. I'm like, what are you doing to me, you effer? Like, I'll talk to it.
But you're not like, oh, plants, how are you feeling today?
Or if I'm like transplanting them, like separating them, I'm like, okay, don't break. Come on, buddy. I don't want to hurt you. I'm like, don't do this. Like that kind of thing, but not because I specifically want to talk to my plants.
Okay.
I'm not like that. Do you like to vacuum?
Do I like to?
I feel like when I am vacuuming and there's like, you hear the like when it's getting all the stuff, I'm like, oh yeah, that's the stuff. But like actually vacuuming, I'm like, it's whatever. It's like cleaning, but it's one of the easier chores.
Yeah. When I worked at the restaurant, it was like one would have to vacuum or one would have to mop.
Oh, I'd rather vacuum.
I would much rather vacuum than mop. Yeah.
I hate mopping, but I do like if when I'm vacuuming, I do like it when I do go over all the pieces. I'm like, that does give me a sense of satisfaction.
But you don't like it necessarily.
Yeah. Like, so I'm like, I don't know. Do I get a mark that one or not?
No.
Okay. Although this one, I am guilty of the next one. Does the thought of buying a new vacuum bring you joy? Yes, because mine is old. It's a little stinky. It was my mom's old one.
It's not sucking real good.
I mean, it sucks okay, but
no one wants to suck okay.
Right.
But suck it real good.
Like, and I know you're supposed to clean out the filters, but because it's so old, I have to really clean out the filters. Like, you wash them, let them dry. I would rather, I really want a new one. And I keep seeing them on sale at Costco.
Gotta save up, girl.
Right? They're like 100 things that you don't expect to be expensive when you're an adult. Vacuum cleaners, garbage cans.
Blenders.
Curtains.
Oh.
Even the shades or whatever, the blinds. Blinds are stupid expensive. They shouldn't be that
expensive.
Especially
with the fancy ones. They have to get them installed and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Thousands of dollars. But curtains and rugs are really expensive.
Yeah, rugs are. You're right.
Side note, go to Ross or Marshall's to get. Like, I was going to Walmart. I'm like, I need to find like a small little mat. Like, $5 to $10. Like, I don't want to. All of them at Walmart were like $15 for this tiny little thing. I'm like, no.
That's a lot for Walmart.
Right. Marshall's got one for $6.
Hell yeah.
That's how I roll. So I am very excited for the idea of a new vacuum cleaner.
I am not. That does not bring me joy.
Do you own a Dyson? Technically, I used to, but it was a hand-me-down from my mom. And it broke anyways. It was kind of broken.
I think maybe.
But you don't,
BJ owns it.
I was like, you yourself don't own it. No. You didn't go out and buy it. So no. Do you dream of owning a Dyson?
No.
No. Although the Dyson hair dryers look pretty cool.
I mean, they got some good, they probably got some good things, but yeah. I'm never like, oh, I need this. I really want this.
They're
I can't wait to have
it. Hundreds of dollars. They do have like the handheld ones I see everyone having.
Oh, yeah.
Those are $400 or $500.
Little Dustbusters.
For like a little one, right? $400? $500?
That must suck real good. People pay good money for that.
I don't know. Maybe it's the warranty on them. Like, I would get, like, if it was given to me, I'd be ecstatic, but I don't think I'll ever pay that much money for
one. Yeah.
No. Are you cold right now?
You know, I'm usually cold all the time, but right at this moment, I am not.
No, I've been pretty. The summertime has made me like a sweaty, like I feel like I've been having hot flashes.
Usually the studios are freezing too.
Yeah.
No, but it feels actually pretty comfortable right now.
Yeah. Do you usually bring a hoodie with you just in case wherever you go?
I do.
Yes.
That is one. Yes, because, hello, you never know when you're going to go into a restaurant that's air conditioned or
right.
if you're going to go to a movie theater. They're hella cold. You never know.
Exactly. Are you thinking about putting on your hoodie right now? Wearing it.
We both have, yes.
We're both wearing hoodies.
So no.
No, but I mean, we are wearing it. Should that count? I don't know. Do you get genuinely excited when a House Hunters marathon is on?
I don't think I've ever watched an episode of House Hunters, so no.
I used to before I bought a house, and then also finding out that all that is like predetermined.
Oh.
So they literally have already purchased the house that they're gonna get.
Well, it is a reality show.
Right. So like they already have the house. They just go to the other ones and be like, oh, which one should I get? Even though I already bought this house that's on here.
That makes you not want to watch it?
I'm just like, oh, okay.
Even when I found out reality shows are somewhat not real.
Right. I know.
I still love them.
It's just they're cheesy. And so it's a bunch of normal, quote unquote, people trying to act.
Oh,
and so then that
terrible.
Just it looks that much cheesier to me. I love a lot of the other HGTV shows where they're building stuff and flipping houses. Like, I like those. Not all of them, because some of the people just seem very, ugh.
Do you get genuinely excited when, like, a show like that comes on, though?
I used to. Now I watch them all on Facebook and YouTube. I watch people actually like making furniture, refurnishing furniture on YouTube.
Oh, God.
So
should
that
horrible.
Oh, it sounds. It's that's how I get. Like when I'm stressed out, I'll watch it and that soothes me.
Okay, you get to mark this one.
Okay, that's fair. Do you have a lot of feelings about House Hunters in general? I guess I do. Because I just talked about it.
I don't, because I don't think I've ever seen it, so.
I think there's another one where I forget what it's called, but it's this couple that like flip houses for a living, and they're in California. They're a really good looking couple, and then at some point they get divorced, and then
heard of that.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't think you'd really care about the house aspect.
I care more about that,
the drama.
Oh yeah,
it'd be one of those shows like we'd both watch for different reasons. I'm like, really, bitch, that tile, that's high class to you? God dang. Do you have a healthy obsession with HGTV? I used to.
No.
Yeah, no,
not at all. I'm like not in that part of my life. I'm like waiting for it to come, but like I honestly don't know if it's going to come.
Well, like, I think a lot of that, too, when you watch those shows, you're like, I'm going to do this. Like, okay, this is what I want to do. Or at least that's what it inspires me to do. I feel like you'd do it. And you'd watch it and say, no, that sounds awful.
I hate all of this.
It's like, can I just have something that's already done?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, not. I don't have a healthy obsession with HGTV, but I do have a healthy obsession with watching people on YouTube and Facebook.
So pretty much just like a different channel, quote
yes.
unquote.
So should I mark it?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have no idea who Billie Eilish is? I love Billie Eilish.
Oh, my God. She drives me crazy.
Really?
Oh, I cannot stand her.
I love her voice.
But
I think she's cool.
Dude, I think she's so mopey. And don't get me started on her. But I do know who she is.
Right.
I just don't like her.
Okay. Do you own too many tote bags? Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. It's like, crap, I forgot mine in the trunk of my
car.
Tote
bags are just like normal ass bags, right?
Like grocery bags, kind of, or any bag that you could like use to like go for like a one night stay
somewhere. Yeah, okay. Like a beach bag.
Yeah.
I have an airport bag, like that kind of crap.
I have a lot of those, and I have a lot of like the big fancy cool printed ones from like stores like Michael's and stuff.
Oh.
So I got like a big...
For all your crafts.
Yeah, there's one that says like something about art and love or whatever, crafting.
Aww.
And it's like, that was cute. There's one with like a bunch of Frida Kahlo, who's a artist from Mexico, on it. Like, I got a bunch of funky ones.
And you're always like, these bags are really going to come in handy someday. But
they
then
do.
When you need a bag...
You forget.
Yes! Yes, because they're all like in a pile. And I'm like, dang. But then I'm also like, but I don't want to just leave this bag somewhere. Like, I should just take like a paper bag if I need to throw it away. You know, like
right.
stuff like that.
Well, like I have some in my house, like next to the door, and then I keep some in my trunk, which I need to get some special hooks and put them in my in the back seat or like, so I've always seen them.
Remember them.
Yes, because I hate going in my trunk and always forget. So yes, I do own too many tote bags. I'll have to count them someday.
Oh God.
Do you take naps?
Abso-frickin-lutely.
Funny enough, I used to never be able to take naps until I started working here.
Oh yeah. I mean, I would, if we had like normal hours, I wouldn't take a nap. But since our hours are so wonky, dude, right. My body like lives off of naps.
Same. But I noticed like when we have a couple of days off and like I still wake up early-ish, not as early as I normally do. But when I wake up at like 6 a.m. and I feel ready for the day and I go do stuff, I feel like I do need to take a nap or I'm going to bed the same time.
Oh, you do still? See, yeah. I still can sleep in like a bouse.
See, I wake up, I'm awake for an hour, and then I could go back to sleep, and then I just feel like I'm wasting my time. I'm like, dang it, I could have napped later and like slept. I don't know. I get... It's a struggle, Sarah.
I'm so sorry.
Do you find yourself struggling to decide whether or not you should read a book or take a nap?
Absolutely not. More like it's watch a show or take a nap.
Right. Like, oh, maybe I should like, I really want to work on this project, but I'm just going to lay here. And then you don't sleep. It's like, but you need to work.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah.
So let's just say I'm going to say yes to this because maybe not be read a book, but okay. Like doing something granny-ish.
We ain't that old that we're reading books.
I do have a million books I want to read. I just have other stuff I'm going to do first. Do you love Tupperware? I have a lot of Tupperware because I see it on sale, and it's whenever I get into like a new, like, I'm going to do this for like eating habits and I prep all my food. And then once it's gone, I don't do it again. So I end up with a lot. And then, oh, wait, no. Yeah.
I do not love, you know, honestly, it's going to be bad to say, but I love like when I, instead of Tupperware, I thought of like plastic bags or plastic.
But you reuse things. Them.
Oh,
you
yeah.
wash them and reuse them. Oh, so yeah. It's not like you're throwing them
no,
away.
No, and I reuse plastic silverware.
Yeah.
Which is probably disgusting. But
it's not as bad as somebody would think. Like, oh, you use a lot of plastic bags. Like, yes and no. I reuse them.
Yeah, that's right. I'm saving the environment. Thank you.
All right. Do I love Tupperware? I'm like, I love it as much as the next person. Like, does. Loves their own Tupperware.
Yeah,
no. Do I own too much Tupperware? For my cabinet storage situation, yes.
Same here.
Do you oil pull?
What the hell is that?
So I've heard of this and I hear it's bogus. Like it doesn't really do anything. It's where you're supposed to like take coconut oil.
Okay.
And like put it in between your, like in your mouth, kind of swish it around and then kind of like let it like seep out of your teeth or whatever. Just or whatever.
That seems some like really healthy stuff.
But... Right. It's supposed to like pull the toxins, if I remember correctly. Pull the toxin from you. That's not how that works.
I can like taste the coconut oil in my mouth when you say this.
No, that's
I would try
awful.
It, but no, I've never done that.
And like doctors are like, yeah, that doesn't do anything. Like some people think it's good for your teeth, like
whitening them, maybe.
Dentists have said no, that's not the case.
It's a lie.
Do you own a Keurig?
Oh, yes. Well, BJ does, but I'm gonna say yes because if I lived on my own, well, I was about to swear. That is one thing that I'm like. But babe, I wish we had a registry because that's the one thing I would have on it is a Keurig. But
they're not that expensive either. Like you want like a simple one.
Oh yeah, I don't need anything fancy.
You can get a big one. Like if you're making a lot of coffee or so it has a bigger water reservoir, but they're usually anywhere between $50 to $100 depending.
I want one that's like has 14 or 16 ounce option though. Yeah.
I feel like you'll be good.
Do you have a Keurig? Christmas.
When my parents lived with me, yes, it was theirs. My dad left me his espresso machine that he got. It was one of those like he got it for working at the company for this many years. Pick what you want. And he's like, I'm going to make espresso. And he tried and we couldn't get it right.
Yeah.
My best friend used to work at Starbucks. So she's like, I'll teach you someday. And we keep, whenever we hang out, we usually
You don't have a Keurig?
No.
Wow. Do you not drink coffee on the weekends?
Sometimes I don't.
Wow. Like, it blows my mind. Because I'm so like old school, right? So I was like not wanting to get a Keurig for the longest time. Like just make a pot of coffee. Like stop. Like it's not that, you know
but
me,
so
right?
Many but you hate change.
Damn, dude. A Keurig is like the, and it's just like, you just want one cup of coffee. Perfect.
And it's like fresh every time.
Dude.
And if you don't want to waste, some people don't like how wasteful some of these Keurig pods are or whatever.
There's like
there's the sustainable ones.
Yeah.
Or if you don't want to spend the money because some people think they get expensive, you can also get like the reusable ones and just put your coffee grounds in there.
Put your own coffee, yeah.
So there's so many options with it. But I currently have a new roommate. She bought a French press. So if I ever really wanted coffee or anything, we'll just use a French press.
See, that is some fancy. I don't even know if I know how to use that.
It's literally you put the grounds in, add your hot water, let it seep, and then you push it down. And then all the grounds get pushed to the bottom.
Oh, one of those.
And so, yeah, it's pretty. It's kind of like, think of it like as you're straining like loose leaf tea.
Yeah.
But instead of putting in that little bulby thing, you're just pushing all the grounds to the bottom with its little mesh thing. So if I really needed coffee, I'd do that. Or there's like two coffee stands like within walking distance from my house.
Oh, girl, I'm not trying to get out of my pajamas.
Oh, what do you mean get out of your pajamas? It's my neighborhood. I'll just wear my pajamas. Do you own a Keurig and do you love your Keurig?
Yes. Sure freaking do.
Do you have a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon on your fridge right now?
No, but no. I mean, they used to send those out all the freaking time.
Yes, so. I remember at some point we had one, but no, yeah, I don't. Like, I don't not either. At my house. I don't really go to Bed Bath & Beyond often.
I don't really either.
I'm like, if I'm going to get anything, like, I feel like Target's going to kill them. Like,
ooh, yeah.
Like, I'm like, I'm going to Target. Like,
except Bed Bath & Beyond does have, like, really random stuff that you would never think of, but you're like, oh, wow,
that's
I think
cool.
This comes in handy. Yeah.
I'm not buying it, but okay.
I see, I'd buy it.
But I feel like, yeah, you get your Target, your Walmart, like, I'd rather go there. Like, I'll go, like... There have been times, like, for my birthday on one occasion, I'm like, I just want to hang out with, like, my best friend, get, you know, day drunk, and go shopping at Target. And that's
that
what we did.
A dangerous combination.
Oh,
dude.
It was, I spent more money than I needed.
That's like going to the grocery store when you're hungry.
Oh, yeah. It was a great time. I had so much fun
on
my
birthday. And then you wake up the next morning, and you're like, what the hell? Why did I get all this?
I mean, luckily, you could just return it. Yeah, this next one is me hard. Do you go on field trips to Michael's?
That is so you.
I did that yesterday. I had an hour to kill after my dentist appointment, and I went to Michael's.
I do not. Well, I do not. I mean, sometimes I go to Michael's, but I do not call it a field trip.
Oh, it's so fun, especially right now during Halloween and all the Halloween decorations are out and stuff.
Oh.
Yes. My mom went to Michael's once without me. I was like, you went to my store without me?
I got upset.
Like, Michael's and Joann's. Those are my stores. Do you still use Facebook?
Damn. Is that an old person thing?
Yeah. Nobody uses Facebook if you're young.
Wow.
I mean, I don't think I would really use it if it wasn't for... I usually only get on there not to check what people are doing, but to watch like the people, like the furniture people that I watch.
God, you have problems.
I know.
I really only like it because of, well.
And I do it for
the
work.
Events. When people make events.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. That's like a big, because like you can't really make events on Instagram or wherever else. Like that is a very much like, this person's having a party. Come if you want.
There you go. Do you have anything that's custom framed? I have framed things nicely, but never where I've gone into like a Michael's, for example,
yeah.
And custom framed.
I have things that I've framed not very nicely, but I don't think I have anything custom framed either.
Did you wake up before 7 a.m. today?
Wow, yes. That is an old person thing.
Do you wake up before 7 a.m. on the weekends?
Hell yes. No, absolutely not.
I wake up at like early, like 2 or 3, use the bathroom. And then I wake up again at 6. Like, my clock is like, come on.
Your clock. I'm waiting for my body to, like, be like that. But, you know.
Dang it. It erased all my options. Do you want to read the next one?
Oh, sure. Are you totally a morning person? No.
I am now. Like, I feel like.
Sucks to be. Just kidding. I kind of wish I was a morning person. Like, J-Rubs has this whole other life before I wake up. It's really incredible. And then like sometimes I'll join him in whatever, and like by noon it's like, damn, we just pretty much did an entire day of what I could have done in my day if I woke up at noon, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, well, what else do we do with all of our day? Like,
right.
Now I'm like, okay babe, now we got to go to lunch, now we got to do all these errands, and we have to, and he's just like, oh no, I wish you were still asleep.
No, see, for me, like, if I don't have anything to do that day, I don't have any obligations, I could just stay home, like I will just do a project after another at my own leisure. I'm like, you know what, I don't feel like doing that project today, I'm gonna go do this one, and just let myself, like, oh, I'll wake up early. If I wake up too late, if I'm up after 11, oh, I get so like, I hate it.
Really?
Because then it's like, I feel like my day's almost over.
Yeah, but for me, I'm a night owl.
Yeah.
So like, I'll start hanging out with my friends at like 7. We'll go to dinner, then we'll go get drinks, and then we're going out. So we stay up till like 1-2 in the morning.
Yeah.
To where you guys like what, fall asleep at like 9 or 10, and then it's like, okay, well, I'm up what, 4 or 5 more hours after you.
Right.
So
like for me going out, like if I can come back before midnight, like at 11:30 or something, I'd be sad. Like that is me going out. Because I am usually done by then, like mentally. I'm like, unless
you wake up so early.
Right. I'm like, if you're giving me drugs or something, like to keep me awake, I'll stay awake.
That can be done.
Right.
But see, that's why you gotta
get more druggy friends.
So. More druggy friends.
Have you ever referred to your friends as my babies?
Like your normal friends? What?
Like as a joke, like I jokingly call BJ my like 60-something-year-old son.
But he's not really your friend.
He's my son. Yeah. Get it right, Sarah. What did I just say? No, I call my cousins that because I'm the oldest on both sides. Mm. And I do it just to be silly.
I feel like you'd call me your baby. I am just a big baby.
Yeah, but you'd get mad when I'm your...
J-Rubs calls me his baby.
It's like, I'm your mommy. Ooh.
Okay,
mom. Mommy, sorry. Mommy, sorry.
Mommy. You're my MILF, girl.
I think, like, I've called myself, like, I mom my friends. I'm definitely, yeah. I will say that. Like, and I've gotten better. Like, when, like, I can tell when people don't like it. It's like, I've learned to back off.
You have.
So I'm...
I sometimes like it.
I know. Like, it's because that's my love language. I'm like, I just want to make you feel taken care of and loved.
Or when I'm like, Vicky, I forgot to put sunscreen on my entire white ass and I'm going to be...
super burnt. I'm like, I got you, girl.
Be out in 80 degree weather.
Do you need me to rub it on you? I got you.
Sure do.
So should I say yes or no for that one?
Yes.
Okay. Do you still buy magazines?
No. No.
I'll look at one, but like if it's there, but
yeah,
I'm not
like
buying
the hairdressers
one.
Or something.
Yeah, I'm not buying one. Do you text using full punctuation, capital letters, and periods? Depends who I'm talking to.
Full punctuation.
Like, I'm thinking casual. Oh. Like, I'm not considering, like, emails, like, work emails a thing.
No.
But, like, even with some friends, like, I have some friends that are really smart. Or if I'm talking to a dude and I don't want to think I'm an idiot.
You just, like, make sure everything is spelled correctly. Right. You have a comma here, period right. here. Yeah, no, I don't do that.
I mean, even if it's, like, a finger, like, if I mess up, like, accidentally put an extra letter or whatever, that's clearly a fat finger move. Like,
yeah.
I don't care about those as much because it's obvious. Like, but I don't, like, I get real, like, oh, crap, I used the wrong there. Hold on.
Oh, or the wrong, like, your.
Right, or I'm like, crap, I put the wrong one.
I still feel like a dumbass when I even do that, just, like. Messaging
in general,
yeah.
So I try to usually.
I don't really care.
Yeah, like it depends on the person. Like if I'm texting you, I'm not doing it. I don't care. Like because you don't care. Because you don't care.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Do you often complain that bars are too loud?
No, because I'm not an old person.
It depends on what we're trying to do. Like I hate the fact like. I've tried going to a bar recently with some friends, and it's like some friends I haven't seen in a while. So it's like, what do we talk about? Like sometimes I don't really know what to talk about, and so in my head, bless you.
Sorry,
I want to do something or like break the ice. Like, hey, let's just get it going. Like maybe play like a drinking game, like Piccolo on my phone. But you can't hear people in a bar when you're trying to play a drinking game.
Well, you can't hear when people are talking and catching up either. So,
right. But like, even catching up, sometimes it can be. So I'm like 50-50 on that one. If it comes down to where I'm one away from being an old lady, we'll count it. Do you not go to concerts because they're too loud? I don't, unless it's a band I really, really love, like I'm not going to go down to the pit or really close. Like if I can watch a show from a seat and just chill and still be able to chat or have some drinks or food, that's how I'd rather watch a show. But
so you don't go because they're too loud necessarily?
Yeah. And it's usually too much for me. I'm like, eh.
Okay, so you should mark this.
Fair.
I don't not go to concerts because they're too loud. I mean, sometimes they're just too expensive.
That's it. Do you like places where you can hear the conversation? Yeah, like if I'm
what
hanging out.
What the hell
out,
does that mean?
Like if you're
like
not
at a coffee shop?
I guess.
Oh.
Or like if you can actually talk to your friends, like if you're hanging out with your friends, you want to be able to have conversations? Yeah, I feel like that one's a cheesy one.
Yeah, right.
Do you watch Grey's Anatomy?
Never have I ever.
Same. Oh. Have you ever watched Gilmore? Like, do you watch Gilmore?
Never have I ever.
I'm sure I watched like half an episode in passing once.
Wow, look at us.
Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, hell yeah. I love Wheel of Fortune.
I've seen it. I don't necessarily
watch
it. I am
an old lady when it comes to game shows.
Oh, you do love your game shows.
Oh, I sure do.
Do you call someone a few years younger than you a baby?
Yes.
Yeah. especially when it's a guy and they're hitting on me, I'm like, oh, when I was like 28, I may or may not have gotten drunk and made out with a guy. And he said something about high school a few years ago. I'm like, how old are you? He's like, I'm 21. I was like, oh, baby.
Dude, nowadays, I feel like now that I'm in my 30s, I'm like everyone in their 20s are babies.
Right?
Like even my friends that are like late 20s, I'm like, oh, you guys, your youth.
Do you have a favorite mug?
Oh, I do.
It rotates because I was just given some new mugs for my birthday.
Oh.
So I'm like, I have two.
Oh, you have like a mug collection.
Oh, yeah, I have a collection. So rotate. Sometimes I only want to drink out of one and then it switches. So I'm just going to say yes.
I have one that I've been using now for like a few years. And like if I seem, like catch my mom using it because she's in town here and there, but she doesn't like live, you know, I'm like, what are you doing with my mug? Like I get like offended. I'm like, bitch, that's my mug. You should know that. BJ so, knows yes. never to use it.
Does Love Actually make you cry?
Oh, wow, I don't even remember that movie, to be
honest. It's that Christmas movie with a bunch of actors, like famous actors. It's British.
It's like really old, right? Like,
not that old. Liam Neeson is in it. The guy from Walking Dead. What's her face? Keira Knightley's in it. Like she was like 18 or 19 or something when she was in it. But it's supposed to be really good.
I don't remember it making me cry, but if I saw it, it probably did.
I'm sure. Like I haven't actually seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
Uh-uh. I hear it's like when you like I've read a bunch of articles that are like this is why the people in this movie actually suck. I was like, have you seen The Notebook over 5 times?
Oh, and does The Notebook make you cry?
Yes. Miss-
oh my, absolutely on both of those. I cry every time.
I haven't seen it.
Gosh,
you're welcome.
Oh, I hate that for you. And you'll probably never see it. Unless I force you to.
No, yeah. That could be your birthday gift.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we're going to sit over. I'll bring in some snacks. We'll watch The Notebook.
We'll cry together. You'll be like, this isn't even sad, Sarah. Why are you crying? Just kidding.
Do you prefer your cat, dog, or pet to an actual human being?
No.
Do you have a favorite Starbucks seasonal drink?
No.
You don't like the peppermint?
I mean, I like the peppermint, but I would never, like, it's just peppermint hot chocolate, you know?
Okay, but would you say that's your favorite Starbucks seasonal drink?
Well, is that, like, are we counting normal drinks?
Like, if you go to Starbucks, you're like, oh my God, they got the peppermint hot chocolates.
I would still get favorite. But I would still get my normal coffee order over that.
Hmm.
But I guess I do have
You do have a favorite one. I mean, okay. I do like the cider.
Okay, let's mark it.
Okay. Do you really want to learn how to cross stitch?
No.
I have all the stuff to learn. I just need to
I don't even know. Is that like knitting, but like
it's kind of cool? Like, it's, you know where you get that little wheel circle and you kind of do the
and people can write fun things in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My friend has a few of those.
Do you dream on being on Antiques Roadshow? Not really.
No.
Never really seen it. Does Queer Eye make you cry? I feel like it will once I actually watch it. I've never watched it.
I feel like I've watched episodes here and there, but I don't think I've ever cried.
I saw the old one back in the day when it was Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Oh, back in the day.
Watched a few, but I haven't seen any of the new stuff, which I think is all on Netflix. Do you get mad when shows you like start at 10?
Yes.
Yes and no, but all the shows I watch are usually like Netflix or Hulu and stuff.
I get mad. This is going to be very old lady. Like, I get mad when shows start at 8.
Okay.
Like The Bachelor, The Bachelorette starts at 8 and I hang out with a bunch of bitches and we all watch it together.
Gotcha.
It's, you know, so it's like, obviously I record everything that's like on regular cable. So then it's like, okay, I'll watch it whenever I want. But I'm like, oh my God, we're going to start this at 8 and then it ends at 10. Like my bedtime is like at 8:30.
Right?
Yeah.
Although, yeah, when people say like, hey, we want to go out. I had a friend who her birthday was recently and she's like, so we're going to go out on the day of my birthday, which is a Monday night. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, like, you know, if it starts around like 5 or something, you know,
get
back.
Like happy hour.
Like, yeah, maybe get back. And she lived a little far. So I'm like, I can get back at like, you know, 8, 9, 10, or even 10. I'll make that work. She's like, okay, well, we're starting dinner at 7.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's not happening on a Monday. No. Like an hour away? No. is 10 p.m. late? Yes.
It's late on a weekday. It's not late on a weekend.
Is 11 p.m. really late?
It's late on a weekday. Yeah. It's not late on a weekend.
I'm saying yes to both.
I'm not going to say no.
Has someone ever called you a grandma when you've said that's too late for me to go out?
Yes.
Yes. That's also because of your job.
I call myself that too when I'm like, sorry, y'all.
Can you not remember the last time you stayed out past midnight?
No, because I'm not lame.
No, that was my birthday. And I think, yeah, I think actually you did stay out till actual midnight.
Jesus.
Because that's like I think the Uber came like it was supposed to get there at midnight, but they don't think it showed up till like 12:30. So
you barely I remember. Check this one.
Do you have a go-to trail mix recipe?
No. Just some nuts and M&Ms. Right?
That's the recipe, right?
And those raisins.
Right. Are you really good at snacks in general? I have a snack table.
What? I love snacks. Yes. Snaps. Absolutely. Any age should be good at snacks.
Well, there's some people that like make their snacks from scratch, I guess. So I think there's different tiers.
Oh,
but
God,
I feel like everyone, like if you have a good snack supply, even if it's prepackaged, I feel like, okay.
You're good at that.
Do you meal prep?
Not on a regular basis.
Like I'll do for like a couple days and then
I'll do for like a week
and then teeter off.
Yeah.
So should we say yes? We try.
No, we don't get that one.
Can you knit? No.
What? You can't knit?
I haven't learned how to do that yet. I can crochet with a loom. I tried to crochet the other day and I got like real annoyed and I was like, nope, this is taking too long.
You may really not be a real old person. I know. If you can't knit, girl. You better get on that.
Yeah. Plus my fingers are starting to cramp up. I'm getting the arthritis.
Oh, you better be doing your finger exercises. Right.
Do you get excited when Michael's Christmas decorations come out? I get more excited for the Halloween decorations, especially. And then I went to Michael's yesterday and they did have some Christmas decorations hiding inside. So I'm like, yes and no. Why the F?
I know mine keeps doing that too.
It keeps erasing.
We're not going to have like a full, we're not going to know exactly our marks.
Yeah. We might have to take a break, do it real quick and come back. But let's just keep, let's keep going for this one.
I do not get excited. I mean, I love Christmas, but that's, you know.
I get excited after Christmas because I get everything real cheap.
Yeah, but then you have to keep it for a whole year before you like, cut it out. That's like way too much crap to like remember you have, store it away.
Right. So I put it away and like right now, because I did that same thing with like Halloween stuff last year.
Oh, you like forget and then you open the bin.
I open it everything before I'm allowed to like really go shopping.
Oh, that's smart.
So like I'll look through and see what I have. I'm like, okay, because I scored some really cool stuff for like a dollar.
Have you opened all your Halloween stuff then?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
I did last week.
I was going to say, bitch, you went to Michael's.
I did last week. So yes. Do you wish it was fall right now? I'm so glad we're starting to get the fall weather.
Yeah,
right now.
We're almost there.
It's like just a little too like
hot
warm.
Still.
Yeah.
Hot and
like,
smoky.
I think it needs to be like another 10 degrees cooler and I'll be happy.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Are you depressed Friends is leaving Netflix? Honestly, I thought they already did. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they did too.
Maybe like it's HBO. I have them all on DVD and I have not gotten rid of them yet.
I feel like you'd be depressed if you never watched them again.
Yeah, like if I couldn't watch them for whatever reason. Like I have the backup, so I'm not worried.
You're still a Friends whore. It's okay.
Yeah, it's been a minute since I've gone through all of them, but maybe one of these days. Have you heard of bullet journaling?
No.
I have. I know what it is. Do you want to get into bullet journaling? It sounds fun, but it's one of those things like that's really tedious. You're going to spend all your time basically decorating your journal and how to like put your list and stuff. And then you're going to run out of time to write your list. Like it just.
Oh.
It's basically what it is.
Oh.
Do you write in a physical notebook?
I do.
I do like writing in notebooks. Do you always offer your friends hand sanitizer even before COVID? I have all the ones that smell nice.
I do not.
Do you bake bread?
Oh, God. This is another one. Get over it, everyone. Jesus.
I mean,
no.
I get when it was like...
It's such a COVID thing.
It was a COVID thing. Nobody else had anything to do.
But everyone's doing it. I went to an engagement party, and the prize for winning the game they were playing was their...
Was it a sourdough starter?
Yeah. It was a sourdough bread that they made.
Oh, that does sound nice, though, to eat.
Well, we didn't win, but we stole it because my drunk ass was like, yo... I'm drunk. I want this bread. Deuces.
It's
so
like,
I just took it. Yeah. It was actually really bomb.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Stop making the bread and stop with the plants, everyone.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't really made any bread. I have everything to make bread, I think, except yeast. It's one of those time-consuming things. I have other crap to do.
Right? Just go to the store and get a loaf of bread.
And I honestly don't eat that much bread in general.
And, like, the sourdough bread that they made that I stole wasn't, like... way better than just the loaf of sourdough bread you get at the store.
The only time it's better is when it's straight out of the oven.
Yeah.
When it's nice
and hot. This was not. This was sitting for the whole party.
Oh.
And I put it in the microwave and put butter
on it. Put some oven.
I might have been slightly intoxicated.
Slightly? Intoxicated. You were intoxicated to steal it.
Yeah, I was.
Okay. Do you want to read the next ones?
Have you ever self-identified as the mom of your friend group?
Yes.
I sure have not. That would be frightening if anyone called me the mom of my friend group.
Yeah, you have called me the mom many a time.
Oh, yeah. Have you quit caffeine? No.
No. I feel like I just started getting into it more and more in the last few years.
Yeah, I feel like the older you get, the more your palate is like, maybe your heart, though.
Well, it's this thing I noticed certain people like get to a certain age and they just kind of, not so much that they like were alcoholics or something, but they get to a certain age where like, I'm just not going to drink anymore.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people that I know that are like a certain age, they start kind of crossing over to that territory. Not everyone,
and
but
probably health-wise too.
And I feel like a lot of people kind of go into like working out as they get to a certain age. They're like, I'm going to really get into it. Like not so much like previous generations, but like currently. And so I feel like coffee is one of those things. Like I'm giving it up. I'm going to do tea instead. Or I'm going to do, there's some other like crap literally like it's
kombucha
or whatever.
Honestly too, people like, it's so like the phase we're in.
Whatever's fad.
The hip, cool thing to do now.
Yeah.
Especially in Seattle, I feel like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
I love coffee.
I will drink my coffee.
Oh, like we all know with my Keurig.
All right, what's the next one?
Do you like to organize things?
Yes, very
I do.
Much.
I do like to organize
you don't,
things.
Do you like to clean? Because I do think there's a difference between cleaning and organizing.
No. I like to organize things.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of like having to clean the toilets and the floors, the dishes. Like, but if like I have a big mess, I'm like, I'm going to put everything away in a spot with my label maker.
Which is the next one. Do you own a label maker?
Yes, I do.
I do not, but like that would probably be so fun and so dangerous for me because I would literally label everything.
So you're saying that next time I go to Costco and it's on sale, you want me to get you one?
Don't tempt me. J. Rose would hate you. I would literally be like...
Well, like, because normally they're like $30 or $40 and they were on sale for $20. I'm like, Dad, I bought a label maker.
Yeah, you're like, what do you need to label?
Everything.
Exactly.
No, seriously. If you go into my toiletries when I travel...
Oh, yeah,
labeled.
You did label everything, which is actually really smart because everything's in like different containers.
Right. And if you
in.
Do the Sharpie and stuff, it always seems to wipe off.
But you don't have to like label like all of your cabinets in your house. Like you should be able to remember where everything is.
If it's something that's like, for example, like notebooks or like actual containers for organizing stuff like within the container, I will label it.
Jesus.
So like, you know, like those things like for like in tools and stuff like where you can pull out the little drawers, you got your staples.
Yeah.
All of those are labeled.
Oh, that's smart, I guess, rather than having to open everything.
Uh-huh. And then some of the drawers, because I've moved stuff around recently, but I make them look pretty.
So I'd label everything. Like this is the dishwasher. This is the microwave.
Picturing you like Double D from Ed and Eddie, if you remember that show.
Oh my God, do I ever.
All right. What's the next one?
Did you just get into audiobooks?
I have a hard time with it. I think I'd like to. I just get too distracted.
You love listening to things, though.
Right. And maybe it was the audiobook
I did. You listen to podcasts and the Am I the A-Hole and
stories,
all that.
Yeah. You would think, but whenever... The last time I tried to was this book, and I knew the writer. But the entire time, I'm sitting there, like, focused on how the voices sound. Because I think she was trying to do the voices for everybody. And I'm sitting there practicing. I'm like, how would I say this line? And then it's been 10 minutes. It's like, crap, I was not listening. So I have a hard time. And even some podcasts, like, I have a hard time listening to.
Maybe they just like audiobooks, like, but in 10 minutes each,
right.
Each segment.
Like, I love listening. Like, the podcast I do listen to, I'll listen to trivia podcasts. So I'm sitting there, like, actually, like, oh, I wonder what the answer to this. This sounds like this. Or, you know.
And then you're like, I'm going to remember that forever. And then not.
Sometimes I do.
Are you good at making smoothies?
No. I mean, how hard is that?
I don't know. But if someone was like, hey, go make me a good smoothie, I'd be like, all right, let me Google.
Like a smoothie. Do we count a milkshake as a smoothie? I'm good at those.
Oh, yum.
They sell the packs now. You can just buy them at Costco. Like you just put all the thing in there and you add your juice
and your bullet
or your water.
Or whatever.
Yep.
Do you own a metal straw? I do.
I don't own metal ones, but I do own a lot of like the reusable ones.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like that's pretty much the same.
Yeah. I have a crap ton of those.
Yeah. I have a few friends that love the environment and that's like their jam and their job. So they got me some to have me try not to use as much plastic straws. So whenever they come over, I make sure they're out and offer them one.
Aw, look at you.
Yeah. Do you own... Multiple metal straws.
Yes.
Yes. Do you own a kettle?
Wow. Yes. Like the electric ones with water? I do have one and I got one because I have an actual kettle or head, like the ones that you put on the stove, but it would take forever when I needed to boil water.
Yeah.
And half the time, I feel like anybody who owns a kettle is somebody who drinks a lot of tea.
Right.
But I don't actually drink a lot of tea. What I use it for is when I'm boiling water, like if you're making soup, whether it's like a...
Oh, that's smart.
Either if you're making ramen or if you're doing something like my mom will do the kettle because it takes like less than a minute to boil. She'll pour it into the pot for cooking.
Yeah.
And that the water's already hot. Mm. So it makes it faster to cook. So I do have a kettle.
Are you into tea? Into tea.
I would like to be. I've gotten multiple teas.
I like tea.
I feel like when somebody else makes it, I really like it. But when I make it, it's never good.
It's just like flavored hot water, which is what it is.
Barely. And it's like, I need to add a half a cup of sugar.
Yeah, right. Or some milk or cream.
Something.
Are you tired right now?
Always.
Hell yeah. Are you cold? Didn't we have this one?
Yeah. No. What? Read the next ones.
Oh. Are you sure you're not cold and tired right now? Bitch, I said I was tired, okay?
It's like, yes. I'm actually, no, I'm good right now.
Oh, dang. Okay, that's all of them.
All right, so we're going to be back in just a quick second with the power of editing.
Woo!
Hold, please. And look at that. We're back.
Woo!
The power of editing. All right, so we tally up because our results got erased. Who should go first?
Woo! Well, I'm going to be shocked if you are not an old person.
So this quiz is check if you check off 38 out of 78 of these, you are an old lady trapped in a young person's body. I got 40.
Damn!
So I'm officially a grandma. It says I checked off more than 90% of all quiz takers.
Wow. Okay, but you like just made it though.
Yeah.
Right?
I was just two over.
Whoa, 90% more.
I feel like there's quite a few you checked off that I didn't. So I feel like maybe it's a little closer than we thought.
Okay, how many do you think?
I want to say like 30, 35.
25.
Damn.
Out of 78. It says, you are not an old person. You're like 12. Get out of here.
All right.
I checked more than 53% of the quiz takers, though.
What are people doing? Clicking one and then going out? Like, what?
That's stupid. Right?
Yeah.
I like that I said I'm like 12, but still 25. I was
getting there, Sarah. You and your reality shows and your notebook.
My notebook. I know.
I think
all my tote bags.
Yeah, I at least I never deny it. I always say
no,
I'm
and
an
you,
old lady.
You
celebrate it.
You celebrate it. Yeah, you embrace it.
Yeah.
You love it.
Especially because like I love like I've made friends like hats. I've crocheted with my little loom. I've made hats for friends for like Christmas and stuff. And like their faces when I give it to them, like it's super, like they get super, they're really appreciative because like I made it as opposed to just buying it.
So, one of my favorite things still that I have that you made me was like the gnomes.
It was a gnome.
Made out of yarn or
garland.
Something. Yeah, garland. Yeah, I still have it hanging up. And aww. I was like, oh, God, she did such a good job with that.
Like, it actually, like, took me a minute. Like, and not that it was like, oh, my God, this is taking too long. But it was like, okay.
Yeah, that was just a random-ass gift you gave me, too.
It was, I saw it online. I'm like, I have all the things to make this.
And Sarah loves gnomes for some reason.
I hope she'll like this.
No, I love it. Yeah, I'm going to take it wherever, if I ever move.
Right. But, like, yeah, that's why I'm just
you're an old person. I'm not, but I am embracing, you know, like, damn, I'm 30, you know?
And I feel like, I mean, what are your options? Embrace it or just sulk over the fact that you're in your 30s.
Yeah. I will say, though, like, you know, when I hang out with my younger 20, whatever, friends in my 20s, you know, and they're really into the TikTok and this, I'm just kind of like, damn, like, I need them to teach me. But then I'm also like, but I just want them to do everything for me at the same time. You know, I blame, like, dude, I'm 30. Like, do I really, can you just do it for me?
There's some funny ass people that are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s on TikTok.
I know, and they're killing it. And they're knowing all the things. And I'm like, damn, okay, I have no excuse, even though I'm trying to use this I'm 30 excuse, but it's not working.
I do think, though, if TikTok was available or a thing more so, like, 6 to 9 years ago.
Oh, nice.
when I lived with my roommates, more specifically.
Yeah.
Like,
it would have been so much fun.
It would have been so much fun because we, like, even the videos we did do were stupid and silly.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun with it. Like, we would have been like the house. I think we would have made a TikTok called Minority Sandwich. That's what we called it. Because for a long time, it was Melissa, who used to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
Tahiti Steve, who back in the day, he used to be an intern here. Aww. And that's how I met him. And we did a podcast called Intern Radio, and myself. And so he's white and Melissa is also a person of color. So we're like, Minority Sandwich, you are the minority. Like, we are the bread, the toasted bread, and you are the white turkey filling.
The mayonnaise.
Yes. And so that was the ongoing joke that we were the Minority Sandwich.
Yeah, if y'all had TikTok back then. Especially because Tahiti Steve would have been all about it.
We've been talking that we're hoping in the next, like, October-ish area, like, beginning of October, we're trying to get together, like,
that's
everyone's schedule.
That's in, like,
schedule.
A few weeks,
too. I know.
Oh, we should make a TikTok something.
Yeah, so I'm like, let's do some TikToks. Like, let's see if I can get you drunk enough to do some TikToks.
See, I don't even think he has to be that drunk. But I keep telling, like, my man, I'm like, damn, I just wish I had, like, these 20-something-year-olds that I'm good friends with that would just, like, learn all the dances that are, like, the trend and then just teach it to me. Because I would love, like, I love dancing and I love doing that, but I'm like, but I want to, like, do it with a group of people that, like, know how to do it too. And this, I'm like, I don't want to do it by myself.
Yeah, I want to do TikToks with people. Like, it's like, I don't want to just sit down and do it myself.
I know.
And, like, you get all self-conscious and then you post it and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
I feel like your friends are, like, laughing at you, not with you.
Well, because we're old now. You're an old lady.
I know.
I'm a guess. I'm like 12 still, but
still. So get on that TikTok, Sarah. What's your excuse?
Man, I know. Shoot.
Like, I was actually having this conversation. My brother, I'm like, oh, are you on TikTok? Because you'll send me videos that were originally from TikTok, but they've been repurposed or posted on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'll do the reels or you can just kind of go through them. And I was saying, like, you might as well get a TikTok. You are on TikTok watching TikTok content. you're just watching it on Facebook, or some people watch it on Instagram, like the Instagram reels. Like,
yeah.
You are consuming TikTok stuff on a daily if you have Facebook or anything.
Does he have one, your brother?
No.
Or was, he's like, no.
No, he's just, no, but he'll watch the Facebook stuff. And I'm like, that is basically TikTok, dude.
Maybe, he may be smart, though. He's not trying to get super sucked into it.
No.
He's just sucked into whatever is on the Facebook.
Right. And he sends me the dumbest, like most messed up stuff because my brother.
That's sibling love right there.
Yep. I'm just like,
I don't even know if my brother knows what TikTok is. So. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. Yeah, because of Danny.
He does. Yeah, I guess he's on a few because of Danny, isn't he? Mm-hmm.
My brother's an a-hole, though. He'll send me pictures of spiders sometimes, knowing I hate spiders. I'm like, you are a dick.
Nope.
I'm like, I'm going to poop in your shoe.
Oh, also nope.
Anyways, would you consider yourself like an old person in a young person body? Are you a young person in an old person body?
Yeah, how many of these did you get right?
Yeah.
Like, or check off, I guess.
Yeah, just go to BuzzFeed and type.
There's no right answer.
Or how do you feel? Or do you feel like you're perfectly your age?
No.
Yeah,
I'm 23. Except I'm like
a dorky 14.
About to get married, though. You're a dorky 14.
And an 80-year-old woman. Like, okay, so I had this conversation.
Yeah, but you can't drink if you're 14.
No, but this is what I mean. Like, I had this conversation with my new roommate and my best friend. I'm like, I go into Kohl's and I don't feel like I can find any clothes for me unless I'm in, like, the athletic wear section.
Okay.
Because, like, I go to, like, the girl section, and I'm like, okay, these crop tops and these shirts and stuff, I'm like, this is way too young for me. And they don't fit my body because they're meant for teenagers, which makes sense. And then I go to, like, the women's section, and it all feels like women who maybe are my age, like more, like, when it comes to, like, the business stuff, I'm like, okay, if I worked in, like, office environment where I could dress office-y, like, I guess I could wear this. This is fine. Like, I wouldn't pick it for myself normally, but
if I had to.
But, like, I look at, like, their you know, their casual wear, and I was like, I'm not, like, I feel like it's for, like, 60-year-olds.
Old people,
like,
yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure, like, the perfect 35-year-old woman would, like, rock it and it look fantastic on her. But I feel if I wear it, I'd be, no. Like, no, it's just.
No, yeah, I feel the same way, probably.
And that's me, like, I sometimes going to Target, like, I really have to, like, scour both, all the sections.
But we also just both dress like we're homeless.
A little bit.
So.
And that's, like, let's see. This, actually, funny enough, I did get this at Kohl's, but it's, like, literally a simple black hoodie that costs more than it really should. And then I just wear tank tops, like Hot Topic tank top. And this is a men's hoodie. And it's a Batman.
Oh, that's
And it's on sale. That's why.
I've literally probably had this entire outfit for like 10 years.
I believe it. Because I've seen you wear it a lot in the last 10 years.
Like, yeah, or you look at a video or something and I'm like, oh yeah, I still wear that. And I'm like, when is this video from?
Right.
Ooh, gosh. Right. Old.
And like leggings, I just get at Costco, like wherever.
A black legging is a black legging.
Yeah.
Which but is somehow they're person. Different though, because we have like, the 10 pairs of them.
Yeah, they're different materials for different times of the year.
Stretch, depending how see-through you want it. You
and know? Then there's some where it's like, I cannot wear these in public anymore because there's no pockets. Since they started putting pockets in leggings, like my world's changed.
Oh, that's why you're in the athletic wear, because they got the cell phone pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, plus COVID and stuff, I'm like, I have not really worn jeans. Like real jeans that weren't like jeggings or like that stretchy material.
Jeggings count as jeans, Vicky, okay?
Well, they weren't even jeggings because they weren't legging. Like they were the big, it was for Live Day, my big bell bottoms.
Oh, yeah, those were dope.
Last year. So like they Hardcore. Technically were jegging material, but they weren't jeggings because they were bell bottoms.
Oh, are jeggings just like tight?
Jeggings are jean leggings.
Oh, duh. So they have to be.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like the kind of material. Mm-mm. But everything's just called jeggings.
Yeah.
It's just so fun to say.
Right. So, but even then, leggings are now for the millennials, the older generation, and Gen Zs don't wear leggings.
They don't?
You know what else they don't do that pissed me off?
Vicky, you're hurting my life.
You
what?
Know, oh. So, I follow this gal. She's very, very honest about the fact that she got pregnant in high school. And she's had many kids since, and she's still with her husband.
Damn, good for her.
So I'm like, good for her. She's funny as all hell. Like, she's really funny. And her teenage daughter, because I think she's got, like, 3 boys and 1 girl.
Dang.
And so, it's like, having a teenage daughter is like having a mean younger sister. because she'll wear, like, you know, the hoodies that have the pre-holes done.
Oh yeah, I've never understood
on the thumbholes. Oh, I love them.
I do too. But
like, I remember being in high school, and we would cut our hoodies so we can have the thumb holes because they look so punk rock and cool.
Yeah.
And then they started incorporating them, especially in athletic wear, and apparently that is no longer cool.
Yeah, I've heard,
like,
that.
The teen girl saying to her mom, it's like, oh, does it have the holes?
Ooh.
Like, making fun of her. She's like, yeah, so? It's like, oh, it's not that cute. Like,
that's not in, mom.
No. And I'm just like, what do you mean? I used to have to cut them. If you're trying to take our style from, like, the 90s and 2000s, this is what we did.
But also, like, why were they a thing? Why is the hole a thing? I have some stuff that has the hole in it, and I like it, but, like, was it just for to look?
So, in my head, the reason I liked it was because I used to wear the the very emo and, like, gothy arm warmers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The striped ones, like black and red striped
where,
ones.
Where, like, your fingers would be out, right?
Your fingers are out, so it wasn't fully, it wasn't gloves.
Right. It did no,
and it wasn't,
it did not warm
gloves.
Your hands at all.
No, it just warmed your arm, just your forearm.
Cool, man.
So in my head, I'm like, it's kind of like wearing my arm warmers.
Oh. That's,
I thought they were cool.
It's a little thumb warmer.
Well, no.
Bottom of your thumb warmer.
Right. I thought, and I still love them. I get upset when my hoodie doesn't have them. So
can't do it anymore, girl.
Can't do the side parts anymore of your hair. I have a cowlick, so it doesn't really matter.
Is it a middle part that's the vibe?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I'm like, that's what we used to do. Like, we don't think you invented that. We did that too. Have fun.
Oh,
anyways,
my gosh.
If that didn't age us anymore.
Maybe I am an old lady now. Damn.
But we would like to thank you for joining us on Old Lady Talk.
Yes.
And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.